T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on WBBM, police in the northwest suburbs are investigating the deaths of two people who were found inside their home last night. WBBM's Bernie Tafoya reports.
The two people found dead in their home in the 300 block of 12th Street in Wheeling are said to be a couple that was involved in a strained relationship. The Cook County Medical Examiner's Office identifies them as 46-year-old Marissa Dister and 44-year-old Russell O'Connor. Wheeling police say that around 5:45 last night, they responded to a 911 call from a person who found the bodies. Police say CSIs found a gun near the victims. Police say they're conducting a homicide investigation, but do not believe there is any threat to the public. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
After a woman was shot while walking her dog in Uptown earlier this week, the taco stand where she works is collecting donations to help her as she recovers.
Patty Guerrero considers Catherine Canjera a vital part of the operation at Edgewater Tacos and has been missing the 21-year-old since Canjera was shot early Tuesday morning while walking her dog Milo. Guerrero tells CBS2 customers and co-workers have been collecting money to help cover her medical bills and lost income.
People have really come out to give their support, and for me, that's heartwarming.
Chicago police are still looking for whoever shot Canjera in the leg in what appears to be a random act. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Mayor Johnson scheduled to join Police Superintendent Snelling and other officials at a noon press conference today to discuss the strategy to deal with the number of robberies across the city. The latest data from police indicates nearly 2,200 robberies have been reported so far this year. That number has risen every year since 2021.
Meantime, police are expressing increasing concerns over a game played every year by high school seniors across the country.
Senior Assassins, as the game is called, spread through social media. Players try to surprise and assassinate one another with squirt guns.
So things such as darts, splatball guns, real guns,
BB guns,
are not allowed.
There have been at least two incidents that have local police issuing warnings. In one, two students were playing while driving in separate cars. One rolled over. It happened in Itasca. No serious injuries. Gurnee police say a group of teens playing the game walked into a restaurant. They were wearing ski masks and the water guns resembled the real thing. An armed man, a concealed carry license holder, initially thought there was a real threat. It could have ended badly. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
2023 was a busy year for federal and suburban law enforcement officers in their efforts to get drugs off the streets.
The Lake County Sheriff's Office says a special investigations group comprised of federal and local law enforcement set a record in 2023, seizing $2.5 million worth of illegal drugs, including over 17,000 fentanyl-laced pills, 120 pounds of psilocybin mushrooms, nearly 10 pounds of powder cocaine, 10 pounds of illegal cannabis, and nearly 900 grams of meth. Authorities say 64 people, some former felons, were arrested, some tied to human trafficking in St. Charles, and others tied to illegal gun running. Keith Johnson, 105.9 WBBM.
Schools across Illinois are being asked to review the immunization records of students due to concerns about measles.
The Illinois Department of Public Health wants schools to determine which students might have to be excluded from school during a measles outbreak. That would include students who are not up to date on the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine, for a variety of reasons, including religious or medical exemptions. Illinois requires most students from kindergarten through the 12th grade to have two doses of the MMR vaccine unless they have proof they are immune because of a past case of measles. Federal law requires schools to admit homeless students temporarily, even if there's no proof they've been vaccinated or have immunity. Jim Gutis, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A veteran sports writer is recalling the intense coverage of the O.J. Simpson murder trial.
Los Angeles police are about to hold a news conference about the O.J. Simpson case.
From June of 1994 until his acquittal in October of 1995, the murder trial of O.J. Simpson was an all-consuming media event. Cable TV was in close to 60 million American homes, giving viewers the ability to follow the trial on channels like Court TV. Sports writer Lester Munson covered the Simpson trial.
There is no question about that. It was dramatic stuff. The murders were grotesque.
He says some people involved in the case had a hard time resisting the international spotlight.
The judge, Lance Ito, was something of a publicity hound. He loved being the spotlight on a trial like this.
Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The large grassy area outside Wrigley Field will be used by more than just baseball fans this summer.
That huge lawn area is known as Gallagher Way, and this summer it will be host to a wide array of events. There will be CrossFit and yoga classes, the Budweiser concert series, and its showings of new and classic family-friendly movies. People can bring their own food and drinks or buy them from on-site concession stands. All the events information is available online at gallagherway.com/events. Roger Plummer, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.